Well, we finished the Tuttle Social Planet Counterpoint event today, and the morning was sort of formal sessions, and then I've been in the ICA the rest of the afternoon doing stuff that I'll tell you about. And I've just walked out. I'm in St James's Park, and you can see the London Eye and the lights of the London Eye, and looking across the lake, the lights of the Home Office burning, and it's very cold and actually very dark in St James's Park. Well, I think it went really well. In the morning, we had coffee, and then we went in and we looked at the films that Penny Jackson and Debbie Davis had made, called What Has the British Council Done for Me? Two really good films, very different stance from the movies, but very good, and they'll be available on the web. So I'm not going to talk about them, because you can look at them. We had a conversation session, which I made a video of and talked a bit about, and that is available with some other content on the Digital Citizen Posterous site, which is digitalcitizen.posterous.com, so you can look at that stuff. It was great. It all fitted together. And we also had the results of mining the archive with some absolutely fantastic films from the British Council Film Archive from the 30s and 40s. Extraordinary and very, very good. Worth thinking about more, I think. I did some live streaming and recorded a couple of interviews, one with Debbie Davis, one of the filmmakers, and also with Catherine Fieschi, who is the director of Counterpoint. And that was quite difficult. Set up in 10 minutes using Wirecast. Two camera setup, one camera in the MacBook with the presenter camera, and one using the Hue USB HD, well, it's called a webcam, but there's more to it than that, for streaming the interviewing. So you can see that on the Posterous site as well. I had some problems with the format of it, which involved getting it up to Ustream. And this is what I want to talk about, really, which is I spent the afternoon collecting the video, making sure it was all up there, and it is nearly all up there now. And this idea of doing things in real time or near real time, because once you've gone away, once you've left the event, it's very difficult to get back to it again, and you spend too much time, so it's got to be done as quickly as possible. And I'm aiming, obviously, at real time, not near real time. In most venues, that's just not possible. I know Phil Campbell just did a boo this morning saying that he had loads of bandwidth from Nottingham, which is great. If you've got that, you can do that sort of stuff. Much more difficult when you haven't. That's where it's going, I think. And yes, you do have to sacrifice polish and quality to a certain extent for immediacy. But in some applications, that's probably worth doing, because it's the difference between having the stuff available publicly and openly and not. And I think it's the openness, it's the looking outwardness of this stuff which is important. And that's why having the levels of connectivity we need to open this stuff up is very important, and worth thinking about some more. But it's all out there on the web, and you can have a look at it. That's it. Great day. It went really well. I'm very pleased for Lloyd and everybody else. And we have a very happy client in Catherine Fieschi and Counterpoint and her colleagues who've been, well, they've been a joy to work with, actually. It's been really nice. And it's very nice to be able to say that about a client. So that's good, isn't it? Right, well, whoa, freezing. Buckingham Palace, I'm nearly at now. I can see the lights.